just change hands.
Yes, Agenda for every life.
Oluwa si leto fun aye olukuluku to wa ni yin.
Says my thoughts towards you are of good and not evil.
Ope ero mi si yin ero rere ni ki se buburu.
With aggression in your spirit.
Pelu ipa ninu emi re.
With a spirit of violent praise.
Pelu emi iyin to kun fun ipa.
I like you to sing these songs loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords.
Ope ko awon orin won yin lohun rara.
The louder you sing it, the better. The shouting side is the winning side. The Bible says the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. As you begin to praise the Lord, his power shall begin to move from person to person. Let nobody's voice overshadow your voice as you sing. Everybody testifies, you are. Words will magnetize to your life. I don't know these 10 words are for, but I know that you can connect to Because the Bible says, as from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent ticketed by
peace.
There is someone here. The Lord said, beginning from now, if you ask for one helper, 10 helpers will come to you. Jehovah Jireh is your God. Yes. Listen. This one is for somebody here. Those asking,
I want him better.
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Shall see God's glory manifesting in your life. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will grant you uncommon wisdom that your enemies cannot contend with. Would bring that one, that person to come and testify during the next panel or two. The last thing I should tell you, that your harvest shall go beyond your ability. Shall be disgraced sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your God will raise you 10 times higher than your colleagues. Your enemies who have been laughing at you shall laugh them to scorn. In the name of Jesus. And now this one is for somebody here. The Lord said I should tell you that power that wants you to suffer what your parents suffered shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. It is written that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him, those who are in this meeting now, and you have weaknesses in your legs, in your arms, in your limbs, a part of your body is not cooperating with you, right there where you are, by the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, by his creative power, receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Something is happening to your body. Thank you, Jesus. That person over there, that's your limb, you cannot use very well. Stretch it out now. And with that same leg and hand, find a way to the altar. Find a way to the altar. Strength has come into your leg. Strength has come into your hands. Strength has come into that weak part of your body. Check that body well. Check it well. Check that body well. There are three prayers I want you to pray now. Three prayers. If you pray this prayer and you lose your voice and you get the breakthrough, it is all right. But if you keep quiet, it will be a serious matter. Amen. These three prayers, pray it the way you've never prayed before. As we're praying this prayer, surgery will begin to take place. Evil growth will begin to disappear. You that you are here, and they always pursue you in your dreams. If you pray this prayer, beginning from tonight, you will be the one pursuing them. If you pray this prayer, all those areas where the enemy has been removing your breakthroughs, and the enemy has been collecting your virtues, all of a sudden the power of God will fall upon you, and you will repossess your possessions. If you pray this prayer well, those places you have gone to, and they say there is no way for you, the doors shall open of their own accord. If you pray this prayer well, that tree of non-achievement shall be uprooted instantly. And your business that has been dry shall pick up instantly. If you pray this prayer well, can you shout this after me loud and clear? My Father, contend with them who contend with me. Can I hear the sister shouting that? Sisters, your voice is not loud enough. Brothers, let your voice be loud. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Contend with them who contend with me. Contend with them, contend with me.
Jesus is here. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Now you, that sister over there, there is a spirit within you that has been with you since you were a little child. That spirit does not want you to have a good marriage. That spirit has stolen so much from you. That spirit has been harassing your destiny. I am only going to count seven from here. And at the count of my seven, which is a perfect number, the number of perfection, the dedication holding that spirit in you shall break, and the demon shall go back to where it came from. One, two, three, four, five, six, and that's number seven. Today is a day of freedom. Thank you, Jesus. You can't stay again.
Aha.
This is the second prayer. Satanic surveillance over my life. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? Die by fire! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the surveillance of darkness. Open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. This is Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry. Masikatende kaya bo shande rabasa. In Jesus' name we pray. That person with one leg shorter than the other. The Bible says he keepeth all his bones so that none is broken. Right there where you are, there's a cracking going on in your bones. And the leg is stretching out to meet the second one. Check that leg now.
Yes, I know.
You, that person over there, that you're already smelling the spirit of death. The power of God is coming upon you there. And that yoke is broken completely. Thank you, Jesus. This is number three. Say, visible and invisible wall.
Odi really at Odi Iri
against my breakthrough. Can you shout that loud? Let your voice roar like thunder. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bakapata Santa Lakayaba.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let there be silence. Don't even say amen now until I ask you to talk. When I now ask you to say amen, make sure it's a sevenfold amen. Father,
Baba,
I'm praying for those who are here this morning and there are stubborn parts that have been keeping some bondages in place for a long time. Right there where such people are now, let the anointing of the God of Elijah fall upon such people now. I said, don't talk until I ask you to talk. Let the anointing of the God of Elijah fall upon such people now. Wherever they are, whatever power, whatever stronghold is keeping a long-standing problem in place, let the power of God fall upon such people now, where they are. And let the yoke be broken. Let it 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 be broken. In the name of Jesus, let it be broken. Father, I'm praying for all those who are in this garden today and they have lost so many things to the enemy. Right there where you are, whatsoever the enemy has stolen from you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power in the blood of Jesus, begin to repossess your possession. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. In the name of Jesus. Every chain binding the hand. Every chain binding the leg. Every chain binding the body. Every power of cancer, every power of incurable disease, every power of anemia, every power cooking anybody's body part in the coffin, get ready for your amen now. Every power frustrating anyone here and keeping anyone stagnant, thou power of God, kill them now! Father, we thank you for this morning. We praise your holy name for your mighty hand of power and strength. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
that which you still have to do here this morning, do it in the life of your people. Let everyone's program be candidates of uncommon testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles, please. Today, we're looking at and praying on what I call quenching the rage of darkness. Quenching the rage of darkness. Quenching
the rage of darkness. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse
12.
Revelation 12,
12.
Says this. Fair dare say yes.
Anybody she back who be any?
Revelation 12:12.
Where if you only get Jila,
therefore rejoice ye heavens.
Nitorino, Emma, yo, and your
room, and ye that dwell in them.
I tell you, think pay no more.
Says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
Egben, if I ye,
and of the sea.
At if you
for the devil is come down unto you.
Nitori, and you saw Kaleto, you
are having great wrath.
Ni ibinula.
Having great wrath.
Ni ibinula.
Having great wrath.
Ni ibinula.
Because he knoweth.
Nitori o mo pe
that he hath but a short time.
Igba kukuru sha le ohun ni.
Keep that at the back of your spirit.
Efele isokan.
In Psalm 7 verse 6.
Ori David ori keje ese kefa.
Psalm 7 verse 6.
Ore Davidi ori keje ese kefa.
Says, arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
In thine anger.
Ni ibinu re.
Lift up thyself.
Be ara re soke.
Because of the rage of my enemies.
Nitori ika anu awon ota mi.
And awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded.
Ki iwo ki o si ji fun mi.
So there is a rage called the rage of the enemy. There is a rage called satanic rage. Psalm 2. From verse 1.
That is a kene.
Psalm 2, verse 1.
Only David, only KG. That is a kene.
Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves. And rulers take counsel together. Against the Lord and against his anointed. Saying, let us break their bands asunder. And cast away their curse from us. The enemy raged. In verse 1 to 3. Verse 4. Heaven began to respond. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall laugh them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Verse 9. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. That is the solution of heaven. Listen, beloved. Like you were told at the beginning of this year. This is a strange year. A boiling year. And those of you who have witnessed the boiling up to this stage. You have not seen any boiling year
though.
It's a boiling year. A strange year. And you can see it playing out. It's also a year of the rage. The rage. And we must know how to quench and silence that rage targeted against us personally, against our families, against what we possess. There is a raging battle on. The battle has been on for ages. But now it has increased in tempo. It is a battle between the right and the wrong. A battle between light and darkness. A battle between the real and the counterfeit. A battle between the evil and the good. A battle between the negative and the positive. A terrible rage indeed. You know what a rage is? A rage is an extreme anger. An explosive anger. Furious anger. Great violence. Furious vexation. Violent madness. That's what you call a rage. Please listen to me carefully. There is a well-orchestrated and carefully designed warfare against many of us. I'm praying for somebody here this morning that the witchcraft intelligence that has been harassing your destiny shall fail woefully. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. Let me say that again. There is a well-orchestrated and carefully designed warfare against many of us. Like a dangerous football striker on the field. You are a marked man, you are a marked woman. They mark you. So since they've marked you now, they are ready to violently tackle you. The battle is on. Nobody can be neutral. Jesus said, if you are not for us, you are against us. Who is not with us is against us. We are born into that battle. And we have got no choice. You cannot opt out. There is nowhere to go. It is a fiercely contested conflict. Satan, the enemy of our soul, is a strategic and obstinate fighter.
Satan, the other one, O Jay, the
he will not acknowledge defeat unless he must acknowledge defeat. The enemy will only yield what he has to yield. And he yields what is taken from him. Therefore, you must take the ground step by step away from him. Then the enemy renews attacks. Therefore, the ground you have taken from him, you must defend that ground. You must hold it against him in Jesus' name. That's why some people say, pass me not, O gentle Savior. It's not a gentleman song. Rages vary in intensity. And a lot of people are faced with angry spirits every day. These spirits, they act in a rage. And if a raging spirit is after you, they exhibit unthinkable madness and wickedness. Although they approach people like mad cows.
But
they are doing it with fullest intelligence and purpose. They are fully aware of what they are doing.
One more,
they operate under serious rage of malice and hatred. Sometimes hungry spirits come to ministers at home to fight them for setting people free. If you see the anger on their faces, if you are not called by God, you will be scared. Have you seen a mad cow before? This is how they act. They act as if they have no intelligence. But it's a lie. They're operating with full intelligence. They act with determination. With fury. With undeviating persistence. And they have plenty of skillful methods. They know those they can catch through food. They know those that they catch through sex. They know those that they catch through their mouths. They are skillful with their methods. Hear me and hear me well today. A spirit of witchcraft can never, never repent. Demons in actual sense, they are defying God. They are never, never going to make peace with God. They know they are going to hellfire, but they will go fighting. Evil spirits are beyond the realm of God's reconciliation. They will never agree to submit. They can never, never be pacified. So calling a meeting and begging witches in your village, you are just wasting your time. Many years ago at our headquarters, some three birds flew across our headquarters at night. But the prayer warriors were holding a vigil. They pointed at the three birds. One of them fell down. Two escaped. The one that fell down instantly transformed to an old woman. And I was informed. I came there to see the woman. I said, Mama, what are you doing here? Said, actually, we didn't know they were holding a prayer meeting here. If we knew, we won't pass through this place. So we were not sent to this place. We were sent to the University of Lagos. I said, okay. Now,
listen,
that you have seen that a power greater than yours has made you to crash land, will you surrender your life to Jesus? She looked at me and said, a war.
Only abomination.
Kamari.
God forbid.
She said, God forbid. The enemy that is saying, God forbid. She does not want to surrender to Jesus. Is that the enemy you want to be joking with? So the spirit of witchcraft does not repent. When they are in a rage, you require an equal power to contend with them. Many cry day and night. Why is my life like this? Why is it that I'm always having trouble? Why is it that everywhere I turn there is a headache? Why do I try this? I try this. I try that. Everywhere they block it. What is wrong with me? And you are harassing your life with questions. The truth. There is a rage against you.
Is
that rage that must be silenced today? When does the enemy rage against you? When? The enemy rages against you when your destiny is colorful. No one throws stones at mangoes without fruit. When your destiny is colorful, and your destiny is announced in heaven, and the enemy hears it, a rage starts from the bottom of hellfire against you. I am praying for somebody here. Every rage against your destiny, I command that rage to die now. A sevenfold amen. When does the enemy rage against you? The enemy rages against you when you are seen as a danger to their activities. Soldiers will never roll a tank to go and fight one useless person that is sleeping on the mat in his uncle's house. When they roll out tanks, you know they're looking for somebody really serious and important. The enemy rages against you when you are about to make positive history. The enemy rages against you when everyone's are planning your celebration. Then that will start a rage. The enemy rages against you when you are at the edge of a destiny changing breakthrough. There is a destiny changing breakthrough across your way. Then they start a rage. The enemy rages against you when the time to sing your song and dance your dance is around the corner. And I speak unto the life of somebody here. Every enemy of your new song and your new dance shall die violently. In the name of Jesus. The enemy rages against you when your testimony is about to explode. The enemy rages against you when the final yoke is about to be broken. The enemy rages against you when they know that their defeat is around the corner. Their defeat is just around the corner. They start a rage to discourage you from going on with the battle. The enemy rages against you when your victory becomes non-negotiable. The father, you must get it by force. The enemy rages against you when they are afraid of your speed. They are afraid. They say, ah, this man is moving. This woman is moving. The enemy rages against you when your promotion has been announced in heaven. The enemy rages against you. When your case has been fast tracked in heaven. The enemy rages against you. When you are definitely positioned to make your mark in life. The enemy rages against you. When you have just won a major victory. The enemy rages against you. When there is a prophetic agenda for your life. A word of prophecy has come for your life. And it's about to come to pass. The enemy rages against you. When you have been promoted above them. You were promoted above them. That was a brother many years back. Working in a place. It was number 3 down the line. Then the number 1 man died. Number 2 man was not doing well. So they didn't want to promote number 2 man. This number 2 man goes about boasting that he was the one who killed number 1. And he has to be there. If they dare put anybody there, he will kill the person too. They now promoted this brother who was number 3 to number 1 position. This man was very angry because this brother has been promoted above him. He went to the brother straight away.
Said,
listen, he had killed so many people in this company that 7 days that he gave the brother 7 days to die. And the brother said, I shall not die but live to declare the works of God. I prophesy upon somebody here, the enemy that wants you to die shall expire in the name of Jesus. So every morning when this brother arrives at the place of work, he will go to the office of this man.
Go
on his door. Good morning, sir. Just to inform you that I'm still alive. Day 2. Good morning, sir. Just to inform you that I'm still alive. Day 3. Good morning, sir. Day 4. Good morning, sir. Day 5. Good morning, sir. At day 5. The man is saying, it's 7 days, I said.
You
still have 2 days more. On the night of day 6. No, this brother too knew that he had caused trouble. So he started night vigil. He goes in the morning to boast. But in the night, he goes back to his prayer room. The sixth day, crossing to the seventh day. It was a rough night for the brother. And this brother saw himself in a large compound. In a dream. And outside that compound was a tall black man. and by his side was this man in the office. And the man said, yes, that is the man I want you to catch.
He
was pointing to the brother. The black man said, who? That man. Pick another person. Say, but that, I don't want another person. This man. Those are the children of the Most High. So we don't touch those ones. I can't kill him for you. Say, but that's not our covenant. Our covenant is that anybody I point to, you kill them. I pray that any power that has entered a covenant to destroy you shall die violently in the name of Jesus. Let our amen roar like thunder. So there was an argument. And the brother was watching them. Then after some time, the tall, dark man. So well, since you are insisting, I will try. But if I don't get him, then I take you instead. Why is that so? Because I've told you. And the dream cleared. The next day, the man did not resume to work. The eighth day, this brother went again. Just to inform you.
That is often
at your 7 days ago. And I'm still alive. And you are your tall, dark man. Everyone shall disgrace you. I'm praying for somebody here. The strong one assigned to take your life shall take his own life. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud. The enemy rages against you when you are determined to forget your expired past. The enemy rages against you when you are with God and you refuse to take no for an answer. The enemy rages against you when your harvest is ripe. The enemy rages against you when you are about to cross your Red Sea. The enemy rages against you when the power that prolongs your problem is about to die. The enemy rages against you when you have declared that enough is enough. The enemy rages against you when you are set to overtake your superiors. The enemy rages against you when you decide to be stubborn to obstacles. The enemy rages against you when you are determined to turn your star, when you are determined to turn your scar into star. The enemy will rage. The enemy rages against you when you are determined to go from zero to hero. And when your turning point is near. The enemy rages against you when they say that your blessings are irreversible. The enemy rages against you when they are deeply entrenched and you demand their uprooting. The enemy rages against you when there is an ancestral yoke that has tied the whole family and you alone, you want to get out. Remember the story I was sharing with you the other day? Nobody in this man's family had ever gotten a degree higher than the first degree. And he was the only one who had a first degree. And he did that struggling and struggling. It took him 8 years. A course of 4 years. He got a scholarship. Or so he thought. And everything was arranged. Everything put in place. Ticket, everything.
It
was already at the airport. A few minutes for them to call their flights for him to travel abroad. Somebody, one Ministry of Education officer came. So who is so-and-so here? Say me. Sorry, sir. We sincerely apologize. There has been a mistake.
He's
another person. Not you. So you cannot go. The enemy rages against you when you are about to rewrite your family history. The enemy rages against you if you have been consulting dark powers before you got born again. The enemy rages against you if you have been having sex with their agent. The enemy rages against you when your name has been circulated in witchcraft covens. The enemy rages against you when your potentials for usage in the kingdom of God is of all the cities on earth, the one that has been invaded most with warfare is Jerusalem.
Only Jerusalem.
War has invaded Jerusalem over 400 times. Why? Because of his prophetic agenda. Your Jerusalem will always be hotly contested.
Jerusalem
The enemy rages against you when you are about to do something that no one in your family line has done before for good. When this rage is coming, you may be having strange dreams. Dreams like self-duplication.
It's
twin substitute. That one will be stealing the person's virtues in the spirit and cutting it away. Stubborn spirit husband. Getting married to strange people. When these spirits are against you. And if you don't quench the rage, they will not leave you alone. Being handcuffed or chained in the dream is evidence of the rage. Syncopsis and coffins and attending funeral services. Walking barefootedly. Hair being removed. All those ones being pursued by cows, by dangerous animals, losing a large amount of money, seeing yourself in the courtroom, seeing yourself going back to the old house where living the whole school you went to, all this is telling you that there's a rage against you. A rage against you. How do we quench this rage? Number one, you need to make God your friend. That is not negotiable. Number two, holy mockery. After the order of Elijah. Say, he that seated in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. Elijah laughed the prophet of Baal to scorn. Say, call upon him. Let him come here. Wake him up. If he has slept, invite him back. If he has traveled, the Bible says Elijah mocked them. Like somebody here today, I decree upon your life, you shall mock your enemies. You shall mock them. You shall mock them. You shall mock them. In the name of Jesus. One, make God your friend. Two, holy mockery. Three, holy anger. Holy anger. Four, holy rod of judgment. Holy rod of judgment. Five, holy crushing in pieces. Say, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Six. Addiction to prayer, addiction to the word of God. Addiction to the word of God, addiction to prayer. And then lastly, violent faith. Like we said at the last
Palmer series,
violent faith, crazy faith, to deal with this. We have opportunity here this morning to silence every rage assigned against our lives. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet quickly. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. If you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not just rendered your life to Jesus, don't waste time so that you too can silence the rage of the enemy. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, find a way to this altar here or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Do so very, very quickly now. It is dangerous to delay. Those of you at the altars, I must congratulate you. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. You say that short prayer with me. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children who have surrendered their lives to you. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. This decision they've taken today, let it be permanent in their lives. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All eyes closed. If you are tired of the rage of the enemy, and you've had enough, you have an opportunity this morning to quench that rage forever. We have a short time to pray, but I want you to use it well. The few prayers we're going to pray, there are some people here. You have this pattern of getting and losing. You get, you lose. Immediately we start the process of this praying. A strong man will walk out of you. And then you begin to prosper. In the process of this prayer, those who are here, you always get down to zero level before getting something else. Today is your day of deliverance. And those who are here too, they are prepared special arrows that they fired at your children that are pitching your children against you. That arrow shall go back to the senders. And as we are praying this prayer too, that parasite of darkness that has been swimming around you, blocking your roads and swallowing your breakthroughs, shall be completely disgraced. The first prayer you should pray to silence the rage is an ancestral prayer. A generational prayer. A prayer about your foundation. If there is a foundational rage working against your family, and you are from that family, the same rage too will be targeted against you. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every rage of darkness, of my father's house, of my mother's house, can you shout this loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Die! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Aha. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bokapoda katanda rakayaba. Ribasapanda kayaba shantaraba. EJ. Jesus' name we pray. The brethren of Joseph, they gathered themselves. Say, let us kill him and see what becomes of his dreams. Household wickedness. This is prayer number two. Rage of household wickedness against my life. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening here this morning. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Wickedness in my dream. Can you shout out loud? Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. That's why Jesus brought you here. Receive your deliverance now. Receive your healing now. Jesus. Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now, beloved. Father, I'm praying for all those who are 10 years behind, 20 years behind, 7 years behind, 5 years behind, there are levels in life. Masekatenda lekariboshanda. Rima pele katanda. Such people are that are in this gathering now. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anyone listen to the sound of my voice now, that your name has been circulated into covenants, and anytime you want to move forward, they raise a rage against you. Right there where you are, receive your deliverance now.
Receive it. In the name of Jesus.
Something is happening here.
The rage from the waters. The rage from familiar spirits. The rage from forest spirits. Against anyone here. Lose your hold now.
Lose your hold.
In the name of Jesus. Anything you have eaten or swallowed that the enemy is using as a ladder into your life, I command them to come out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Silence now, beloved. Now, you the pain in the breast, the cancer in the body, the kidney trouble, the womb exchange problem, the swelling in the bodies, hear the word of the Lord. That place where you are is not your habitation. So I command you to depart in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. That woman that is swelling underneath your tummy has disappeared. Run quickly to the altar here. Don't allow the enemy to put it back. The man who's swelling in the body has disappeared too. Run quickly to the altar. And you that your legs, your limbs were healed. Find a way back quickly to this altar now. Jesus is waiting for you here. We're here for serious business. Every rage against your business, every rage against your children, every rage against your destiny, every rage against your staff of bread, every rage against your promotion, every rage against your calling, let that rage die now in the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough. Receive it. Something is happening now. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. These strange prayers. Please. We have few minutes to pray them. But don't let anybody's voice overshadow your voice. As you pray these strange prayers. These strange
prayers. Say powers. Shedding blood to catch me. Can you shout it loud? Can you say it louder than this? In the name of Jesus. Satelakaya Boshenta Riba Sapenda Katalakaya Boshenta Raba. In Jesus' name we pray. That's good. It's a power. Carrying sacrifices to catch me. In the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. Receive them. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now with your voice louder than anyone close to you. The Lord said this prayer within the next 10 days will bring multitude of breakthroughs. Can you shout this loud and clear? My stolen virtues come back in the name of Jesus. That's right. Jesus, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Father, thank you for these signs and wonders that you have done. I command them to be permanent. In the name of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in your life. In the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that you shall testify. You shall testify. You shall testify. In the name of Jesus. There are 7 people here this morning. Within this dispensation, everything you have lost since you were born, you shall recover them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your attention to this conference. and let your email go on like toddlers again. Father, we thank you for this prayer request. And for those whose requests are written in the tablet of their hearts. God of Elijah that answered my father. Answer by fire. In the name of Jesus. I decree by the decree of heavens that the Lord will over-answer your prayers. He will over-answer. 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 He will over-answer your prayers. In the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. It is written. At your children shall the hills raise up their head. Your children shall the hills raise up their head. And there comes their help. Their help comes from the Lord who made them servants. Do not suffer their feet to be moved. For it that keepeth them will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall enter slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and you're coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your camp. It is well with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. In this month of manifestation, your miracles shall manifest. Your breakthrough shall manifest. I saw one in this meeting. You have been fasting and praying. You have also been crying. The Lord said, I should tell you that your crying days are over. What they say is not possible for you. Everyone has overruled their words. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.